Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Well, it looks like Juan Soto was a good move after all. That's right, the New York Mets, with their first win of the 2025 season, and Juan Soto goes deep, and Met fans have to believe that it is going to be a historic run with Juan Soto and the New York Mets. And listen, it's been two games so far in the season. Nothing's been decided. You don't know how good this team is really going to be. We don't know how bad the New York Mets are going to be, if they're going to have some hiccups. But so far in the first two games, we've seen not much offense. We've seen a couple, you know, hits here and there. A lot of singles in the first game. You know, they try to make a comeback in the second game. A lot of walks. A little bit of a different approach from some of the other, from guys like Pete Alonso, Mark Vientos. It's been inconsistent for two games. And that's really it. You really can't tell what this team is going to be. The good thing so far has been the bullpen has been pretty steady. That is the one thing that we've seen so far. Edwin Diaz came out there and looked phenomenal in his ninth inning debut in 2025. So that's been good. But the story really is Juan Soto, because in two games, he has been impactful. And that's what we're looking for all season long. Now, listen, game one, obviously the strikeout at the end of the game was unfortunate. It's going to happen. He's human. Not everything is going to be a huge hit. I mean, it's baseball. You fail more than you succeed. It's just constant. It's just how it is. But the Juan Soto that we saw on Friday night, yes, on Apple TV, if you watched it, if not, you probably listened to it with Howie Rose. But the Juan Soto home run was pure demolishment of a baseball. Like, Juan Soto crushed that ball. I don't know if it's landed yet. And that has been what's been most exciting about for Mets fans
is to see what Juan Soto can really do. Does he really need a protection from Aaron Judge in order to go out and produce? So far, he's walked a lot. He's got a, you know, he got a base hit on Thursday. He got the home run last night, which was fantastic. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's getting on base. He's making some big time. He's hitting the ball. And that ball that he sent to right field in Houston was spectacular. Now, he hit it off of Hunter Brown. Was it a big-time situation? Listen, if you're winning a game by one or two runs, it's a big-time situation. That's the way I look at it. He made it 3-0 at that point in time, but the final score was 3-1, so it was a very important home run at that moment in the game. And you just, again, it's so early. You have no idea what's going to happen, but you look at Soto, and so far, you just see the New York Mets, how the vibe is still there. They still have a bunch of young kids that are looking hungry, trying to get on this team or trying to make their ways, trying to make their impacts. But Juan Soto is going to be this guy who's going to be here for 15 years. And Mets fans have to be salivating every time they see him on the field. That's what it comes down to. It's just Juan Soto, who is one of the best players in baseball, one of the best hitters in baseball, is rocking a New York Met uniform every day. And that is the most exciting thing about this season. At least one of them. Obviously, the Mets want to see, you know, Mets fans want to see a championship. But just to see someone that good in his prime, that's been the biggest bugaboo over the years, is that when Mets do sign a big-time player, a big-name player, they're just not in their prime anymore. And you might see like a glimpse here or there, and they just don't perform as well as you'd like them to. But Juan Soto, he's just barely sniffing his prime. He's 26 years old. He's played 6 years already in Major League Baseball and won a World Series. You know, he's done so much at such a young age. He hits his first home run as a New York Met, one of, as I like to say, one of 500. That's what that moment was. That was one of 500 home runs that Juan Soto, because you got to think about this. He's going to be 15 years. If he does, you know, 30, 40 home runs a season, whatever it is, he's going to be piling up those home runs. And we're going to see a lot of them. And he's going to be breaking a lot of New York Mets numbers. But overall, it was a good first. I mean, listen, record's 1-1. It's early. You still got 160 to go. It's better than last year, right? Think about this. Last year, the New York Mets, they started out 0-5. It took them 6 games to get their first win of the season. So you get the monkey off your back. You're 1-1. And now let's see what this team truly is. And we're not going to know for quite some time. We're not going to know how good this Mets team can be. We have no idea if Tyler McGill can keep it up, you know, decent outing for Tyler. 5 innings pitched. I'll take that. You know, had a lot of swing and miss stuff, which was fantastic because Tyler is McGill always seems to be a guy, and we're going to see him on opening day, which is like outrageous. I think he's pitched opening day, Mets opening day. 3 out of the past 4 years or something like that. It's outrageous that he keeps on getting the ball, but that's what it is. And he keeps on getting opportunity after opportunity, but he never sticks. Is this the year that he sticks in the rotation? Is this the year that, you know, Tyler McGill and David Peterson actually click? Like, David Peterson clicked last year, but Tyler McGill is someone that we've been having our eye on him, and he, at the end of the season, it seemed like he's just in the bullpen, another arm, and he just never is the guy that we need him to be, or the Mets fans are looking for him to be. Is this the year that he puts it together? You know? So we will find out a lot, but it's so early. But the story is Juan Soto, still. You know? The season is so young, but already you're going to see that the moments are always going to be around Juan Soto. And, you know, Francisco Lindor hasn't done anything in 2 days. Okay, fine. Are we going to say it's a slow start? No, we can't do that just yet. After a guy almost was an MVP last year, we're not going to get on Lindor's case for being, you know, a couple games in and not really having an impact offensively. Defensively, forget about it. I mean, he's having an interview in the middle of the game on Apple TV. I'm not sure if everyone saw it. Maybe you listened to it. But if you saw it, he's having an interview with the guys on Apple TV in the middle of the game. The first two batters of the inning hit balls right to him. So, and he plays it perfectly, and he's just a good, regardless, he's just a good captain for the Mets. It just really is, because everything he said was perfect. Every question was answered perfectly in the moment while he's sitting there fielding two balls that were hit his way. But it just, this team, in two games, it's no big deal. No, they're not winning a World Series. They're not taking the division. They're not finishing in last place. It's nothing right now. It's two games, but the highlights are already showing that the signs are this is a better team than last year. This is a better team than last year. The offense may have not clicked yet, but you still see signs of life. You see better at-bats. You see better, you know, approaches at the plate. Pete Alonso, in the first game of the season, walked on a ball four that last year he would have swung and missed on every at-bat. And he just watched that go and said, I'm taking this base, and I'm not putting myself out there. I don't need to. So it seems like there's small improvements, but any improvement is good, because how do you get better from being in the NLCS versus the Dodgers last year? Because they seem unbeatable right now. I mean, the Dodgers just won a freaking game against the Detroit Tigers where the Tigers were winning 5-2, I think the score was, or 5-3. They were in extra innings. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, it's 5-5, and then Mookie Betts hits a walk-off home run. It's 8-5. And in the 10th or 11th inning, whatever it was, extra innings. But the Dodgers seem like they're going to be unbeatable all season long. So it's going to be a long season. It just started up, but Mets fans have a lot to be excited about.